Fly Not Where We Would, written by Undead Robins and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. If Shen Wei wants to learn a new Dixing ability, he has to make a concerted effort to do so. He usually learns abilities that might help in a fight, or that will help him protect his team. And remembering that he has a team is just one more thing he needs to make an effort to learn. Or that might be generally be useful. Very occasionally, as a complete indulgence, he picks up an ability that doesn't meet any of those criteria at all. There in the park, on what Jia Yunlan refers to as a stakeout. Although Shen Wei is sure that most stakeouts don't involve making out with your partner, instead of watching for rogue Dixing Ren. He's willing to be wrong on this point though, as long as Jia Yunlan keeps doing that thing with his hand. With no warning, or maybe some warning, but they'd both been a little preoccupied. The sky is open above them, and within moments the rain is beginning to soak them. Wet clothes cling to their bodies, hair drips into their eyes, and Jia Yunlan grabs Shen Wei's hand to pull him away. One of the many useful abilities Shen Wei has is that he can't be moved anywhere if he doesn't want to go, and he utilizes it now. "We still have a case," he reminds Jia Yunlan and himself, as he tries not to stare at the way the thin t-shirt is shaping itself to the contours of a body he knows, and wants, so well. "I can fix this." "You can change the weather?" Jia Yunlan asks, but the words fade away as he watches Shen Wei. Enormous wings sprout from somewhere on Shen Wei's back, as dark as his envoy robes, with feathers as long as Jia Yunlan's forearm. They extend slowly until they block out the sky. "Away," Jia Yunlan sighs. He wants to say more, but the sight has literally taken his breath away. Shen Wei was always gorgeous, but now, like this, he is a literal angelic being. He longs to find out if they feel as soft as they look, but he doesn't know if his touch will hurt. Shen Wei smiles, dipping his head to try and hide the flush on his cheeks. He reaches for Jia Yunlan and pulls him closer, their rain-soaked bodies pressed tightly against each other. His shoulder twitches, and one of the wings moves to cover them both, blocking the incessant rain. The other wing surrounds their joined bodies, wrapping around them. Jia Yunlan instantly feels warmer, although he knows only part of that is thanks to the protection from the weather. "I met a young girl who could fly," Shen Wei's mouth so close to Jia Yunlan's cheek that he can feel the words as much as hear them. "She soared in the sky like the most beautiful bird, so free and happy. I couldn't help but be envious. I can teleport. I can move faster than most people can see. I had no use for something as physical as wings, but she wanted to share it with me. She'd never had anyone to fly with before." Jia Yunlan doesn't ask what happened to the girl. That question inevitably results in something neither of them want to discuss. Instead, he slowly reaches out his hand, giving Shen Wei plenty of time to stop him. His fingers brush against one of the feathers, and he's surprised to feel the strength in them, nothing like he imagined. Beneath his touch, Shen Wei shivers, the same way he does when Jia Yunlan traces along the length of his spine. "You can feel that?" "When I have these wings, they're as much a part of me as the skin on my body. If they're damaged, it would feel no different to a broken hand." And yet he still instinctively uses them to protect Jia Yunlan. How can one repay that? His thought is interrupted by movement on the other side of the children's play area. That's him. He's disappointed, but they have time, their whole lives, to discuss this further. Right now they need to be the guardian and the envoy. Despite the protection from the rain offered by the wings, they're both still soaked to the bone, and having to run after their target is uncomfortable to say the least. Jia Yunlan considers for a moment, asking if Shen Wei could fly them over there. But he knows it wouldn't be appropriate for people to see Hei Pao She with someone else's ability. as the wings fold back out of sight. And that's another thing that Jaunlan is going to investigate thoroughly. He sees something on the ground. With one eye on the man, who is trying his best to shelter from the rain himself, using a child's climbing frame as cover, he reaches down. He picks up one of the long black feathers that must have come loose and holds it out to Shen Wei. "Keep it," Shen Wei tells him, "for good luck." Zhao Yunlan kisses Shen Wei, briefly, but with no less passion and desire than he had done earlier. "Now, let's go get that guy and close this case so we can go home," he says, placing the feather carefully in the inside pocket of his denim jacket. "And when we're done, I want a full demonstration of exactly what you can do with those beautiful wings." The end.